Hey everyone, it's your boy Jay Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know that feeling when you wake up and instantly feel like your brain is already buzzing? Like 1,000 tabs are open on your mind, and none of them are actually productive? Yeah, that's modern life for you. But guess what? There's this crazy thing called gratitude that can actually help us tap out of that chaos and find some real joy in the everyday. We're going to dive deep into how practicing gratitude daily can seriously boost your happiness levels. Listen, we all know happiness isn't just about those big wins, right? It's about finding joy in the little things. That amazing cup of coffee you sip every morning, that hilarious meme your friend sent, even just a beautiful sunset. These are all moments worth savoring. And when we start actively noticing and appreciating these things, our whole perspective shifts. So, what can gratitude actually do for us? Well, first off, it rewires our brains to focus on the positive. It's like flipping a switch from doom-scrolling mode to appreciating the goodness mode. Studies show that people who practice gratitude regularly experience less stress, anxiety, and even depression. They sleep better, have stronger relationships, and are generally more optimistic about life. Talk about a win-win. But it's not just about feeling good. It's also about living better. When we're grateful for what we have, we're less likely to be consumed by what we lack. We start focusing on the abundance in our lives instead of constantly wanting more. This shift in mindset can lead to a whole lot of positive change. You might find yourself being kinder, more generous, and even more successful. Now, I know some of you are thinking, easy for you to say, Jake. You're always so positive. Trust me, I have my off days too. But the difference is that I've learned to actively cultivate gratitude in my life. It takes practice, but it's worth it. And here's the cool part. You don't need a fancy app or a meditation retreat to start practicing gratitude. It can be as simple as taking a few moments each day to reflect on the things you're thankful for. Maybe it's your cozy bed, a supportive friend, or even just that perfect cup of coffee we talked about earlier. Write them down in a journal, share them with someone you love, or just take a moment to really savor those feelings. Let me tell you a quick story. My best friend Sarah used to be incredibly stressed out all the time. She was constantly complaining about work, her life, everything. But one day, she started this gratitude journal thing. She started writing down even the smallest things she was grateful for, like a sunny day, a good meal, or a funny text from me. And you know what? It actually changed her. Her stress levels went down, she started smiling more, and she even got promoted at work. That's the power of gratitude, folks. It's like magic, but in a really healthy way. So, how can you start practicing gratitude today? Start small. Don't overwhelm yourself by trying to be grateful for everything all at once. Just pick one or two things each day that you're genuinely thankful for. Keep it specific. Instead of just saying, "I'm grateful for my family," try something more specific, like, "I'm grateful for the hilarious inside jokes I share with my sister." This helps you really focus on the good stuff. Make it a habit. Set aside a few minutes each day to reflect on your gratitude. You can do it first thing in the morning, before bed, or even during your lunch break. The key is to make it a regular part of your routine. Now, let me ask you this. What are three things you're grateful for right now? Take a moment to think about them. Remember, gratitude isn't just some feel-good concept. It's a powerful tool that can transform your life. By consciously choosing to focus on the good, you'll unlock a whole new level of happiness and fulfillment. So keep that in mind as we move through our day. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra gratitude in their lives. Stay tuned for more tips and tricks to tap out of overstimulation and live your best life, one grateful moment at a time. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.